Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. With us once again, Ezra Friedlander, CEO of the Friedlander Group. And in addition to his many projects, he spearheaded and was responsible for making sure that Raoul Wallenberg will receive a congressional gold medal on the occasion of his centennial. Ezra, good to have you back, and it was a pleasure being with you in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Mazel tov to you for pulling off a wonderful event with leading congressmen, senators, Jewish leaders, all getting together for the purpose of making sure Raoul Wallenberg is honored by our government. So congratulations on a job well done. I walked in to the Senate building. I was shocked at how many people were there.
Yes, thank you, Zev, and I would like to thank you for taking the time and participating at what was certainly an historic event. We had over 200 people, and like you said, from all walks of life. We had the pleasure of paying tribute to the Claims Conference. As you know, there was an agreement 2 days ago that Germany will be paying $300 million to survivors that have never received compensation before. And the significance of this is that Wallenberg saved the Jews, But what happens after the war? Who is there for them? And I think it's important that we recognize the Claims Conference at the event that commemorated the heroism of Wallenberg. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Senator Gillibrand, who was just on, for the extraordinary commitment that she and her staff had for the legislation that she introduced and spearheaded throughout this congressional session.
Certainly, and really a lot of work and effort. People don't realize what was in the making, at least a year or more. Been working with the congressmen and the senators and making sure that Raoul Wallenberg would be commemorated in such a grand way in Capitol Hill. And it was a nice display to have everybody together, bipartisan support, to honor a true hero of humanity. He's not just a Jewish hero, he's a humanity hero, because he was somebody not Jewish, a diplomat, defied his own government, defied the Nazis, and he paid the ultimate price, being imprisoned by the Soviet Union and dying in the gulag somewhere.
It's really the saddest story, because usually a hero dies, he's killed, and he's killed in the line of duty. He survived. He wasn't killed by Germans. He was killed by what was then the Allies, the Russians and the Americans. We were allies with the Russians in defeating Nazi Germany. And we would have expected that the Germans would have eliminated him, and they tried to at least once, trying to stage an accident. And I believe Eichmann told him, you know, accidents do happen to neutral diplomats as well. So it's really a very sad story. At the end of the day, Raoul Wallenberg could have led a very happy life, knowing that he saved so many tens and tens and tens of thousands of Jews. So the gold medal project was very instrumental in reminding the world, in honor of the centennial, which we will be celebrating, God willing, on August 4th, and throughout the entire the remainder of 2012 through 2013, for the entire year, we will continue the effort to commemorate Wallenberg. And as you may remember, we had the pleasure of paying tribute to Andrew Stevens, who is an extraordinary individual, a hero, who actually worked with Wallenberg in the fashion that made Wallenberg so famous, the creation of forged documents that allowed for Jews to identify themselves as Gentiles and save themselves. And that was also part of what Stevens did in cooperation with Wallenberg. He was there yesterday. He's an elderly gentleman, flew in all the way from Los Angeles, and members of Congress felt so privileged to meet him. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank the Board of Governors of the Wallenberg Commission.
Very impressive group, by the way.
Very impressive group, very dedicated group, and a very hard-working group. And I'd like to thank Ken Abramowitz. I'd like to thank A. Biederman. I'd like to thank Leon Goldenberg. I'd like to thank Charles Freeman, Sidney Greenberg, Sidney Greenberger, William Nussen, Peter Ravenwurzel, Stanley Troitel. We also honored Dr. David Moskowitz. He created the first American school in Budapest. Again, that's another example. Who is there for the spiritual needs of the Jews that remained living in Budapest? It was Dr. Moskowitz who created a school that educated hundreds and hundreds of children. And today here in Borough Park, we have tens of families that went to the school and are very leading beautiful lives. And that's thanks to him. Very, very low-key. No one talks about it, but a major success story. And this took place when communism fell. Again, this is the continuation of the Wallenberg story. Wallenberg saved the Jews, and others stepped in to give them financial compensation, spiritual renewal, and that was the event yesterday. The theme was dedicated to Wallenberg, and also to tell the story of what happened since World War II. That's where the claims conference came in. We also honored Emil Fisch, who's the founder and president of the Bar Dieff Jewish Preservation Committee. A wonderful person who sits on the Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad, went back to Bar Dieff, created a committee that restored the cemetery and is now building a permanent memorial to the Yiddish population that lived in Bar Dieff. So these are all great individuals who have done tremendous, tremendous work on behalf of the community. Project Witness. We had Mati Lichtenstein, who spoke so movingly about the incredible work and accomplishments of Project Witness. We all know what they are. It's a very comprehensive Holocaust resource center, and it focuses on the character, identity, and faith of survivors. And we all owe a debt of gratitude to Project Witness because they are ensuring that the legacy of the survivors becomes our guide towards a more hopeful future. Another gentleman who flew in all the way from L.A., Andrew Friedman, who heads the Friedman Law Offices. Tremendous, tremendous asset to the community in Los Angeles. He's a member of the Fire Commission. He also was very involved in restoring cemeteries in Hungary. Also came here after the 56 revolution. So, it really was the culmination of a year-long effort to highlight Raoul Wallenberg, but also within the context of so many different facets of paying tribute and recognizing good people, good causes.
Absolutely, and really kudos to you for the hard work. People don't realize when they came to the luncheon and the beautiful event that it was, oh, that looks easy, but it's not. It's to get everybody together, and congratulations to you and your staff, and even bigger that because of your efforts, we heard from Senator Gillibrand tonight as well, because of the efforts that you behind the scenes and Senator Gillibrand and her colleagues, Raoul Wallenberg will be honored by the United States government. The President of the United States will sign it. Hopefully he'll even come to the ceremony, but certainly Raoul Wallenberg will receive, obviously it's on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of his birthday, Congressional Gold Medal, thanks to your efforts. And Ezra, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Zev.
Good Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos.
And we're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.